Kristen Fontanella's dancing story began in the sharp elbow world of Irish competitive dancing in the US. Success there led, as it sometimes did, to her involvement with the juggernauts of Irish dancing, such as Riverdance and Gael Force, that once created unlikely international audiences for Irish dance. Fontanella weaned herself off that scene and began to create her own blend of Irish and contemporary dance. As her later show In Limbo laces up for a national tour, Kristen Fontanella talked to Culturefile about straight leg leaps, TikTok tutorials, and the joy of the dance floor.
I'm Kristen Fontanella. I'm originally from Connecticut in the States, and now I live over here in County Galway. I'm a choreographer and dance artist, and I work between the mediums of traditional and contemporary dance. So when I was young, my mother put me into a dance school, the Griffith Academy in Wethersfield, Connecticut. And there they taught tap, jazz, ballet, the normal routine, but they also had Irish step dancing. So from the age of 6, I started Irish step dancing, and it's a competitive dance form. So every weekend we'd go to a fesh and compete, and I was pretty good, so I would win, so that would keep me going and get medals and this, that, and the other. And as I progressed through all the levels, I ended up going to regionals. Next step was nationals, and then on to worlds. So this was all during the 80s and 90s, so our one trip over to worlds, it was in Ennis, I believe in 96 or 97, and that was my first experience in Ireland. To do the World Championships, dance on that stage.
I was actually there, I think.
Were you?
I remember they had set up downstairs the stalls, and I tried to take photographs, and I was nearly mauled.
You cannot take photos. No. No, there's no videoing of the competition. It's a funny rule of, you know, no one wants to steal someone else's steps, but now with social media, it's kind of...
Did that change then?
It's evolved a bit. Still can't record competitions, but now steps and techniques are being shared, you know, from the studios. The kids now can do amazing technique. They levitate off the floor. So it's evolved in the sense, like, I can give an example. When I learned a leap, I learned it with a bent leg. It then evolved through my time to a straight leg. Now it's with the straight leg, but it's like they have hang time, like they're these NBA professional basketball players. They hang in the air for like what seems like minutes.
And does that just come from pure leg strength, is it?
Oh, yeah. I get in good debates with people. I always say Irish dancing is a sport because these dancers are extreme athletes and have to train not only in the dance form itself, but they're in the gym, they're lifting, they're conditioning. So, yeah, it takes a full fit body to do it.
I see a lot of dance instructions on TikTok. Is Irish dance there too? I haven't seen it so far.
I have seen a dance company called Fusion Fighters on TikTok. It's a nice, fun way for Irish dancers to explore maybe different movements, which I'm always up for because that's my whole ethos.
You work in what we'd call traditional dance, but maybe that's not the best definition for what you do, though.
I like to say I take what I know from my traditional dance training because I've been doing that for over 30 years. I take that traditional training and I use it in a contemporary context. So what that means is Irish dancing's in my blood. It's in my feet. It will never go away, but I use it in a more grounded, released, and loose way. So with the show that I have now and all my works, it's in bare feet. The dancers, they are all traditionally trained, but they're open-minded. They're open to other ways of moving. So we really use the ground. We still use rhythm, but it's not with the hard shoes that you're used to seeing. It's with bare feet. It's with the percussion of the body or the movement of the entire body, not just the feet.
Thank you.
In Limbo started research and development, I believe, in 2016. It has become a full 50-minute piece with 6 dancers and 4 musicians. And it just explores the world between tradition and contemporary. Without myself knowing it while developing it, actually almost a autobiography of my life as a professional Irish dancer. So I didn't realize this until I had my dramaturg, Jonathan Tweedy, pointed out to me. The show starts with dancers lined at the back of the stage and their backs are to the audience. And you're there for almost an uncomfortable amount of time with nothing happening. And then slowly one dancer steps out of line. And I didn't realize this, but I'm like, oh, that was me. That was me deciding to leave the professional dance world and start creating my own. So that symbol of her stepping out of line was me making that choice in my life. In Limbo really was, I didn't know where I fit. So I didn't know if I should tick the box of a traditional artist or tick the box of a contemporary dancer. I felt like I was in the middle and I was annoyed. I'm like, why are there these boxes? I can't fit in any of them. So I literally felt in limbo. I felt in between. I didn't know where I belonged. So I wanted to make this world where all these other people who didn't know where they wanted to belong, all these misfits, like, come and dance with me and we'll find where we belong. So it's really, we're inviting the audience into our world and then we leave them because we're happy with where we are. So the ending scenes are these joyous moments where the dancers are actually looking at each other, seeing that it coming out of each all of them, and they're in this circle, and it's just, it's a very repetitive circle, but you find this freedom and this release. So the competitive aspect of Irish dancing is just one small section of it. There's multiple avenues to go down, and the joy in finding the it is, it's a beautiful moment, and I don't know, I just invite you on the dance floor to feel or to know what that means. It's a beautiful moment.
Kristen Fontanella there, and her show In Limbo begins its national tour in Roscommon Arts Centre on January 30th, followed by dates across the country before opening at Project in Dublin on February 13th. KristenFontanella.com for more.